Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to The Broad Experience, the show about women, the workplace, and success. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite. So I know I said last time I wasn't releasing a new show for a bit, but I wanted to release this short show that picks up on a theme I covered last year, professional women who aren't mothers. This topic was really popular, much more than I thought it would be, and it was personal for me. Today, I wanted to use some more of my interview with Melanie Notkin. Melanie was one of three guests I had on the original show. She's the author of a book called Otherhood. It's about women who are approaching the end of their childbearing years. They always wanted kids, but don't have them. And if you're a woman without kids, whatever the reason, you can get a little weary of those happy family ads you see all the time, or the occasional comments about everything you're missing out on by not being a mother. Particularly if you live outside a big city, you're unusual if you don't have kids by your early 30s. And you feel it. But in countries like Britain and the US, about 20% of women today end up not having children. That's millions of people who aren't society's default setting. Melanie and I started to talk about the words women and mother and how sometimes they're used interchangeably.
I think that we need to really understand what we say when we say women in the workforce, because often enough, it's really about mothers.
Yeah, it's we're all conflated as if everyone is a mom. Yeah.
And whether or not we want to be that woman, whether or not we became that woman later in life, we are not the same woman. And what happens in the workplace is because of that. When a mother and this idea of the most important job in the world, and more so often than her job, when she has to leave that job, and I champion and support the fact that kids get sick and things happen and a woman gives birth and she needs to take time for this newborn, of course. I mean, I wish I had that opportunity to take care of my newborn. But in the meantime, we have to understand that, well, let's maternity leave outside of it. Even just leaving early for a sick child, who's picking up the slack? Often enough, the single or childless woman. And that means who's working on the holiday? Well, Christmas, I have to be with my kids. Will you stay late to finish the report? I've got to get home to my kids. As if the single woman or the childless woman, because again, sometimes she's married or partnered, has no life outside of work. Or even if that life is recognized, it's less important then, it's understood, than taking care of a child.
I've read a couple of horror stories of single women who needed to take time off work for serious health issues. Their bosses weren't supportive, and ultimately one of them lost her job. Now, people lose jobs over sick kids too. But the problem with being single is that if you're ill for a long time...
There's no law in America that says any family member can take time off to take care of the single woman. You can take time off to take care of a mother, of a child... But a single woman, there's nobody who can say, if God forbid you end up in the hospital, nobody can take time to take care of you. You have to take care of yourself.
Now, in the past, that wouldn't have been such an issue. People lived in smaller, closer communities, not thousands of miles away from family or close friends the way some of us do today. But what really interests me about the past is there were always some unmarried women in communities. And yes, they were called spinsters. But quite often they had important roles to play in their towns. They looked after nieces or nephews. They worked. I read a great book a few years ago called Singled Out. It's all about the British women who were coming of age right around the time of World War I. Hundreds of thousands of British men died in that war, and it created a big group of women who never found mates. This went against everything they'd been brought up to expect and to do, but they made lives for themselves. Good ones.
It was just such a wonderful book about what these women did with their lives. And many of them were aunts. And for many decades, women without children were respected. Many of them had careers. They started their own businesses. I mean, this book was so empowering. And truly, these women had awesome lives in the true sense of the word. for many decades that was the case, that it was almost accepted that not everyone would marry. What's happened since then?
I call it mom-opia. The myopic view is mother as the ultimate woman.
I wonder why, though.
It, you know, just like any trend, whether it's to be stick skinny or there seems to be this aspiration. We've made it aspirational. And a lot of it is
celebrity stuff.
Yes, it's pushed out by Hollywood. If you look at the front page of magazines and other gossip blogs that need content, and a lot of content often, and the interstitial content between the publication of even a weekly magazine, the headline is always, who's pregnant? Who is a baby bump? Is she pregnant? And now it became, okay, forget about A-list celebrities. Let's look at B-list celebrities. Okay, forget B-list celebrities. Let's go to reality show celebrities. I mean, we have extended this like to anybody who remotely may have a baby. And this mom-opia has made so many of us, and ironically, today in America, more than ever before, there are fewer mothers. And we have made motherhood the ultimate way to be a woman. In fact, Jessica Alba said once on Jay Leno's Tonight Show, when she was pregnant with her second, that with this second, she'll really be a mother. The first was, yeah, okay, she gave birth, but now with two, now she's really a mother. As if now, like, she extended the line of to what you have to achieve in order to be a real woman with two kids. And the pressure on women to have to live up to that can be quite detrimental.
Maybe you agree or disagree. Either way, I love hearing from you. You can post a comment under this episode at the revamped Broad Experience website. That's thebroadexperience.com. Or you can post on the show's Facebook page. And if you didn't catch my first episode on professional women with no kids, it's show number 48. And that includes a married woman who never wanted to have children. And she finds that pretty tough to explain to most people. If you enjoy the show, please consider writing a review on iTunes and spreading the word on social media. And if you can support The Broad Experience with a $50 donation, you will get the official Broad Experience t-shirt. More details under this episode on the website. I'm Ashley Milne-Tight. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.